Friends, after chapter number 1, 2 and 3, where we have discussed the wonderland of quality and also total quality management philosophy, TQM philosophy. In that, we have mentioned about process approach. And in this chapter number 4, we are going to discuss elaborately about process approach. Process approach is one of the 8 principles of TQM and is being elaborated extensively in this chapter. Process is defined as set of linked or related activities that take inputs, which I have already discussed in chapter number 1, 2, 3. Related activities that take inputs and transform them into outputs with the purpose of producing a product, information, or service. When we produce a product, information, or service, that process takes inputs and transform them into outputs. That means inputs to be transformed into outputs is the process. Every process has inputs and outputs. A process is a systematic series of actions directed to the achievement of a goal, smart goals. So we have to actually have a process approach if we want to implement TQM. Very important, like we have discussed customer focus, equally important is the process approach. Materials, raw materials, components, manpower, that is people, methods, that is product, process design, operating procedures, machines, tool and equipment, measurement, definitely, techniques and tools used to gather process performance data, maintenance, care for process components, management, policy. So these are 7 M's. Materials, manpower, methods, machines, measurement, maintenance, management. These are the 7 M's, the components of a process. Every process has these 7 M's, which take inputs and transform them into outputs. Process approach challenges us to do only those things which are value-adding. We have to do everything which adds value. That means, suppose I do something, for example, unnecessary inspection if I do, which is not required. If quality is inbuilt into the product, inspection is a non-value-added activity for which customer doesn't want to pay. So do only those things, those are value-adding from the customer's point of view. Otherwise, customer is not going to pay for non-value-added activities. So very important first thing. Then move from managing functions to managing work processes. For example, purchasing is a function. So we are managing that purchase officer or purchasing function. Don't do that. Do the work process of the purchasing. What process they are adopting? Is that process value-adding? Remove all non-value-adding processes. Because customer is not going to pay for non-value-added activities. Don't manage functions. Manage the process in that function. Only value-adding activities should be there in that process. Then move from managing results. People will manage results. How much production happened today in that hour? Managing results. What was the production yesterday? What was the production in last month? Don't manage results. Manage the process that produces the production. Then move from piecemeal problem to system-wide improvement. That is the process approach. look at every process, do only those things that are value adding from the customer point of view. Process approach is a system for identifying the critical business processes in the light of the customer satisfaction. Focusing on customer requirements to reduce work in process and decisions in process, standard time of the process, repairs, scrap, waste. Look at all these non-value adding things. Understanding the inputs and outputs of cross-functional processes and how they are transformed into output from input. Using process speed and flexibility. Process speed, standard time, and flexibility. Flexibility means even the customer demand is less or more, we are able to follow that process even if there is a fluctuation in the market. So using process speed and flexibility as competitive weapon, process control as defined by an ISO is the organization shall plan and carry out production and service provision under control conditions. Control conditions shall include the availability of information that describes the characteristics of the product, the availability of work instructions, the use of suitable equipment, the availability and use of monitoring and measuring devices, the implementation of monitoring and measurement, implementation of release, delivery and post-delivery activities, and about special processes, the organization shall validate. What is validate? That means that process should be checked whether it really gives the quality demanded by the customer. If it is not giving, then suitable changes must be done in that. So organization shall validate any processes for production and service provision where the resulting output cannot be verified. There are some processes like heat treatment where you can't cut and check every part. It has to come from the process control itself. We are not able to check. So that is called as heat treatment is called as special process. This includes any processes where deficiencies become apparent only after the product is in use by customer. The service has been delivered to the customer. Such a process is called as special process. So what ISO has said is the organization validate any processes. For example, temperature, then soaking time. We have to validate it so that the process itself gives me the quality. I don't have to check that. Because sometimes I produce lakhs of parts. All parts I can't check. Hardness, for example. Hardness on the seat. I can't check everything. It has to be guaranteed by the process. Then organization shall establish arrangements to control special processes. Validation shall demonstrate the ability of these processes to achieve planned results because I am not able to check every part because my production is thousands and lakhs of parts in the month, which I supply to the customer, which I'm not able to check whether it is okay or not. It has to be guaranteed by the process itself. Then first step to quality is design. Design is one of the basic management functions. A chronic weakness among companies is under management of design. They are not serious. Many people are not serious about design because end of pipe approach. Chronic weakness among companies is under management of design and development. Problems in design turn ripple into operations. Quality suffers. Processing gets delayed. Cost increases, the quality of goods and services begin during the initial design activities. It has to be inbuilt, quality has to be inbuilt, as I said earlier. Thus, a strong design program is itself one mark of organization quality. There is nothing as useless as doing efficiently, which should not be done at all. That is what great Peter Drucker. So, process effectiveness. Effectiveness is what customer wants. That is, process should give you customer, meet customer demands, and process efficiency is for what business wants, that is, meets business objectives. So process should give two things at a time. It should meet customer demands, then it should meet business objectives also. Some of the business processes are launching new products, recruiting new employees, producing goods, providing customer service, providing manufacturing facilities, performing various tasks and operations, transporting and delivering goods, acquiring customer. Business process. Some of the business processes, acquiring market knowledge, purchasing. Already I have discussed purchasing, strategic planning, performance measurement, training. So this is process measures inputs. All activities are performed as per the process flow chart. Sequence as per flow chart is maintained. Accuracy is maintained. Cycle time is maintained. Cost is controlled. Efficiency is. Then what is output of the process is quantity, quality, timeliness, completeness, accuracy and effectiveness. That means input is giving efficiency and output has effectiveness. Critical to quality characteristics, CTQs. What is CTQ? Quality characteristics which is critical to the customer. The requirements of the output of the process and measures of critical process issues, CTQs have to be derived from customer requirements. What really customer wants from that process, from your product? Then what are the risks? What is the economics? Regulations, that is law, and process FMEA, that is failure mode and effects analysis, what they want. We have to get the CTQs from these things. For example, this is the delivery of pizza is the process. What are the requirements, drivers of the customer? Quality. Definitely kids from pizza, we all want quality. We all want less delivery speed within half an hour or something, and then variety of that pizza. So how to achieve that? What are the things, CTQs? Quality. What is quality? Taste. We want good taste of the pizza. Looks. It should look beautiful also. It should be delicious, plus it should look beautiful also. And how warm. If it is cold, if pizza is cold, nobody wants it. I want the delivered pizza in my house to be warm. Look, so important thing. CTQ, if it is not warm, I don't want it. If it is not having taste, I don't want it. It is CTQs, critical to quality. Delivery speed, within half an hour, if I don't get it, I don't want to pay it. I don't want to pay for it. I definitely want within half an hour. And variety. Spicy. Like that. I want type of pizza or type of toppings. And then how it is produced on fire. In America, I went to one pizza shop where they were putting it directly on the fire. Very thin and beautiful quality, very, very delicious pizza. So these are the CTQs which we have to maintain. Then pizza delivery. Critical to customer, quality of pizza, speed of delivery, price, I discussed. Critical to quality is taste, temperature, varieties, delivery, regular prices and this one. And for getting this, what I have to do? CTQ2 is, for getting taste, what I have to do? Process, time of kneading, duff. Process of making pizza to get that taste. So CTQ number one is, what is required by the customer? CTQ number two is, what I have to do for getting that particular taste, for getting that temperature, varieties, delivery, to get that delivery, what I have to do? I have to employ the good people. I have to give them a vehicle actually, delivery vehicle, regular prices. I have to control the price also. If I have to control the price, if I have to be competitive in that, and then I will have to look at the cost of sales, margins. So this is the way CTQs. This is also a process, hot degassing, water rinsing. All these things I have to control. time, 15 to 20 minutes every batch. Hot degassing, time, temperature, pointage for water rinsing, time, pH. pH has to be less than 12. pH has to be less than 12. CTQ. So, process approach where CTQs are very important. This is the process flow diagram. Process capability now. What is process capability? What is process capability? Making every business process capable. Every business process capable. It's not only grinding or turning. It's also purchasing. It's also stores. Every business process, even recruiting the people. Making every business process capable is one of the main themes of TQM. Deming and Juran observed that while majority of the problems are associated with the processes, hardly any problems are caused by workers. Any problem comes, any defect comes, any customer complaint comes, our tendency is to blame the workers. No. It is process. People are not coming to the factory for making defectives. It is process. So we have to see the process. Everywhere there is a process. It is not right to blame workers for something over which they don't have any control. It is the management who should share the responsibility with the workforce to continuously improve the processes with which the individuals work. People are working with the process. So if the defectives are produced by the process, we should look at the process. We should make the process capable. What is capable? There are two types of characteristics, measurable and countable. It is possible to maintain a control chart for both types of characteristics. And we will discuss the control chart for variable characteristics, the uncontrollable and random influence of several parameters can lead to deviations from the target value. What is target value? Mean value of the tolerance zone. If the tolerance zone is minus 0.1 plus 0.1, and characteristics is having 9 millimeters. 9 millimeters plus minus 0.1. So what is the target value is 9.0 millimeters. Mean value of the tolerance zone. So despite great care, the uncontrollable and random influence of several parameters can lead to deviations from the target value. And what we have to reduce in this process is deviations from the target value. And when the deviations from the target value are less, we say process is becoming capable. In the following diagram, we will see the diagram now. We have plotted the actual values of a particular characteristic of several components. Look at this. There are thousands of components I have measured for which the average value is mu. Average value of all these thousands of components is mu. And what is the standard deviation? Standard deviation is sigma, and that is the deviation from the target value. So in this, the tolerance, upper tolerance is equal to mu plus 3 sigma. That is average value plus 3 into the standard deviation that comes. That is the actually the process parameter, mu plus 3 sigma, mu minus 3 sigma. This is the tolerance zone. Within the tolerance zone, the maximum tolerance, the parts are mu plus 3 sigma, and minimum tolerance limit is mu minus 3 sigma. That means that all the 1000 parts are within the tolerance limits, but upper tolerance has mu plus 3 sigma, lower tolerance is mu minus 3 sigma. So such parts will be 99.7% okay. 99.7% are good parts, remaining parts are defectives. if the upper tolerance is mu plus 3 sigma and lower tolerance is mu minus 3 sigma, population will probably have 99.7 good parts. In practice, however, it is possible that x bar, x that is mu, x bar means mu. Mu is not in the center of the tolerance. It happens when we produce thousands of parts. In the center of the tolerance, that is target value, x bar is not at the center. So it is shifted away from the center of tolerance in the next slide. Look, the middle curve is where the mu is exactly at the center of the tolerance, whereas red is more than the shifted to the right side of the tolerance and right side of the mu, and the blue curve is on the left side of the mu. So this, where the parts are shifted, they are, the machine is not capable. The standard deviation indicates the inconsistency of our process. If you have worked on the machine, I have worked on the machine for hours together, and I find that the standard deviation is showing me the inconsistency of the process. How I found out? I will explain again, because of the, I have some graph of SPC. So when I plotted the values on SPC chart, then I know what is wrong in the process. Then I correct the process by preventive maintenance and all that. The standard deviation indicates the inconsistency of our process. Hence, we must strive to continuously reduce the standard deviation of every business process. This will result in reduction of width of the base of the bell curve. We have seen the bell curve. In that, the width of the base, in diagram which I have shown here, the width of the business is 6 sigma. And where the width of the curve is 12 sigma, that means sigma is so controlled, so less, that the width of the curve is 12 sigma, that process is, we are identifying as 6 sigma process. So reduction of width of the base of the bell curve, that is reduction in sigma. In turn, more and more units will be within the tolerance zone. That means we must design the process. We must correct the process such that uncontrollable and random influence of several parameters leading to deviations from the target value are kept as low as possible. How capability will improve? By this method. Also, we must strive to keep the mu, that is the average of the values, as near as the center of the tolerance, that is target value, controlling maximum shift to only 1.5 sigma, that is 1.5 into standard deviation. Thereby, we can reduce the number of defectives. So how we have to control the defectives? That is, we have to reduce the standard deviation in the process. And the center of tolerance, that mu should be as near as the center of tolerance, then defective will be almost zero. When we have a 6 sigma process, only 34 parts per million. That's all. So how to calculate the capability? Cp is equal to, that is process capability, is upper specification limit minus lower specification limit upon 6 sigma, that is 6 into standard deviation. And if the center is shifted by 1.5 sigma or something, then capability is CPU, that is upper capability, is equal to USL, that is upper specification limit minus X bar. X bar matlab mu divided by 3 sigma, and lower capability is X bar minus lower specification limit divided by 3 sigma, and it is the minimum of these two, that is the capability. And as a guideline, CP should be 1.33. You may be wondering how to calculate this. Then I will come to the SPC chart. As a guideline, CP should be 1.33 for regular production and 1.67 for new jobs. If the standard deviation is so much reduced that CP is 2, How CP will become 2 when the width of the bell curve is 12 sigma? Width of the bell curve is, that means USL minus LSL is 12 sigma divided by 6 sigma when CP will be 2. Then we can call such a process as 6 sigma process.